Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is our Obi-Wan. He is Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network and DirecTV's Red Zone channel. And, of course, he's on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. How are you?
You guys are dorks.
Andrew, I've been putting up with this.
No, you know what? I love Star Wars, and I'm going to see it tonight. And this kind of feels like the old Triumph the Insult comic dog bit outside the theater in New York for Conan. Which one of these buttons do you press for your parents to come pick you up? One of the greatest bits of all time. I am 43 years old. I do love Star Wars. I did contemplate bringing Yoda puppets or something to the show today, thankfully. And they are originals, by the way, from my misguided childhood. Thankfully, I left them at home, and maybe I'll just do the voice at one point, but depends how much shame I have.
How much are you looking forward to the movie tonight, Yoda?
You know, I am looking forward to it, and I kind of forgot about it. I see the commercials every day, and you know what's awful, by the way, are those companies that are using and paying huge money, I'm sure, using the music, and then you hear the music, and like you come in from the kitchen to look at the TV because you think it's a new trailer, and then they're just selling you a car, and they're teasing me and you, and I feel like it's just not nice.
Yeah, but on their point of view, it just worked.
It worked, or I get angry and I don't buy their products as well.
Oh, well, that's an interesting
point. I don't know. I mean, it's both ways. Does somebody lose an arm tonight?
Well, they always do in the second one, don't they?
I know. Roth told me that earlier. I hadn't thought of that. I haven't given this a lot of thought. It's almost like, you know, I've seen all the trailers, I've seen all the commercials, but I'm not reading the reviews. I'm just going to show up tonight, and I have a late night ticket. I do not have, like, because I want to watch Colts and Broncos, obviously. And then, I'm going to sit down and woohoo!
Other than the arm, do you have any predictions then?
I don't know. I mean,
we should probably go around the horn later and do some predictions.
Does Ray go to the light, or does she go to the darkness? Obviously, that is the key question tonight.
Who is Ray related to? That's what I want to know.
Who is Ray related to? See, I don't think she is a. I think the question, who's dad? I think she's Luke's kid.
Think she's Luke's kid?
Who do you think she is?
I thought maybe she's Yoda's kid. I'll be honest with you.
Yoda's kid?
I'm just kidding.
I thought maybe she was John Dorsey's kid.
No, but that was a great joke in one of the breaks today, if she was one of Yoda's kids.
Bottom line, would
like, there's a future for people like me, then.
Would John...
This is off the rails.
Oh, boy.
Would John Dorsey draft any of them?
Would John? Well,
he hates the Star Wars talk. Hates Yoda, all of it. Just so you Yoda, know.
No, I don't hate it. I'm not a participant.
Hates it.
Yoda does not have good measurables. Obviously, those comments were interesting there from John Dorsey. There's two ways to look at him, right? There, you could say, well, he's right, and wow, that's going to tick off a lot of players. But I mean, you could also say it lights a fire under some players. Look, the other guy's not here anymore because he didn't draft enough good players. I mean, that's you don't get fired if you did, right?
Right.
You don't hire the new guy if you didn't think changes had to be made.
And John
says, you know, it's interesting because we've had this conversation before. We often in the media rip players or mock them, I think is the better way to say it, if they give us boring cliches for all their answers. And then yet when they tell the truth, we say, how dare you tell the truth like that? You're classless. Come on, you have teammates. This is a work environment. Don't tell the truth like that. Well, I mean, you can't have it both ways, guys.
All right, well, let me put some perspective on everything that we're talking about here. So then, do you think that Kylo Ren should report directly to Snoke or General Hux, or should there be somebody in between them, much the same way the Browns are set up right now,
I see where you're going, and you're asking how does Paul DePodesta factor in all of this?
Exactly. Yes.
The players. Well, it's never been fully explained to me how much say Paul has in drafting of players.
What do you think?
I think that, and it's been certainly presented this way, that he's looking and he has his hands in all aspects of the organization in terms of efficiency and making the building work together better, right? I mean, is he really deciding between two third-round wide receivers? And I'm being serious here. I'm not making excuses for him because his role is shrouded in mystery, too much to say. I really don't think he's picking between third-round wide receivers. And if I'm wrong, then tell me.
I'd be surprised if he was, Andrew. I agree
exactly.
with you. Yeah.
Exactly.
I agree completely. So here you go with John Dorsey. We're curious as to what his thoughts are about the quarterback situation. He obviously has traded for one in the past. He has all the ammo to do anything that he wants to do. He has a young guy who was drafted last year. Who he has said was his fourth guy on his board in Kansas City. And you just kind of sit back and wonder, what's he going to do? What do you think he's
most likely to do?
Correct
me if I'm wrong. He was the fourth quarterback taken as well, right?
Yeah, he was, actually, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. What do you think? What's your gut tell you? My gut tells me they're using the high pick on a draft choice.
My gut would tell me that as well. But I think my gut would also tell me that no decisions have yet been made. I think that's probably the easiest way to say it. Sure, if you're picking number one and Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen is sitting there, you have to seriously consider it. I also think that John Dorsey is bright enough to know what he doesn't know, which is he wants to sit there, as he did last week, and evaluate the players with his own two eyes. And that is the very positive part of doing this in December. And Jimmy Haslam said, and he's entirely right, is that you get your guy in the building when there are still games to play. And you can evaluate in person, not just on tape. Look, the Browns were entirely different last week with Josh Gordon, okay? And the week before as well, but really last week.
Yeah.
And yes, that ball that Deshaun threw to Josh Gordon was a beautiful throw and a beautiful catch and as good a ball as he has thrown this year, save for maybe the one that Corey Coleman dropped in the end zone, right?
Yeah.
It was a thing of beauty. And you have to – one of our analysts said to me this week, just in the hallway, you have to play them differently with Josh Gordon. They are a different team. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to win. That doesn't mean they're going to score 50 a game, but they are a different team with him. The issue is, though, I love Josh to death. You can't rely on him, and that's not a personal insult.
It's a fact.
It's just history.
It's a fact.
It's just a fact.
Sure.
Now, I hope he's back on the straight and narrow, and I hope he has a long and productive career, and you would hope it's with the Browns. But they have been, I hate to use the word burned, but they have relied on him before in off seasons past, and then he wasn't there come September. But it's a different offense. And I think you also have to ask the question, do you evaluate the quarterback differently with Josh Gordon and Corey Coleman on the field? That's what I want to see. Hmm. I'd also love to see with Joe Thomas and those two guys on the field too, but that's not going to happen.
Andrew, I know we haven't had a chance to talk to you since last week. What was your reaction and reaction at NFL Network among the newsroom there when it said Hugh Jackson will be back next year?
I think people were surprised. I don't know why. I guess my question is, why lock yourself in to that? You could say all the positive things you want. You could praise him up and down if you believe praise was needed and deserved. Why lock yourself in? That's just... And it reminded me, and I think we discussed it here last week, of when Sashi Brown was hired, week 17 in 2015, and you announce right then and there that you're giving him full control of the personnel. You lock yourself into something at that point where you can't bring in other people or a quote-unquote football czar or whatever above him. So why lock yourself in? I would also say that there were some people that reacted like this. Well, call me when they're 0-16 and tell me if that's still the same. There are some people that do believe, and not by anything Dorsey said this week, but just trying to look at it realistically, that it would be hard to keep that promise. Wasn't a promise, but hard to keep that hard to keep you if he goes 0-16. And then there are people that go, well, wait a minute, what's the difference between 0-13 and 0-16?
Ultimately, you do wonder that question, don't you? I mean, you're already on your way to a god-awful season, even if you lose them all. I don't know if that's even worse than you are now.
Well, I asked
number-wise,
someone
yes,
this week. I asked someone this week who knows Dorsey. Just, hey, hypothetically, let's say they change their mind. Where would he go? Like, where would he look for a head coach? And he went, wow, I got no idea. Because if you look at, let's say, Kansas City staff, no one jumps off the page at you, right? If you look at Green Bay's staff, no one, like, it's hard to connect the dots, which makes this that much more intriguing. Like, I don't have personally a name that I go, I know John Dorsey would go after that guy. I got no idea. And I think other people are probably in the same boat.
Andrew, I got one quick last question for you just because we're going to talk about this next. If you were a college football junior senior and you knew your future was on the line and you were playing in a meaningless bowl game, your team was, would you play in that game?
I think it differs by position. Personally, look, this is very easy for me to say. As a businessman, I would say, no, don't play in the game. Right?
Right.
As a parent, full disclosure, I don't have kids. I'd be paranoid about my son getting hurt. Paranoid. I mean, any football parent will tell you, or sports parent will tell you, you sit in the stands and you just hope your kid gets out of the game healthy, right?
Right.
And a bowl game would be, obviously, that times a million or 30 million, if you want to put a monetary number on it. I think for quarterbacks, however, it is a far more difficult decision because it may be used against you in the draft process when it comes to questions of leadership. And this is an issue here in L.A. with Josh Rosen because Josh Rosen has some question marks when it comes to his off the field. I don't mean getting arrested. He's a different guy. He's not afraid to tell you what's on his mind, and some people do question his leadership. I don't, but some do. And if he sits out that bowl game, they're going to go, hey, are you selfish? Are you just Jeff George here? Like, are you just like your jerk? Like, what's your deal? You don't want to be with your team for a bowl game? Stuff like that.
Interesting. Andrew, have fun watching the movie tonight. Thank you.
I did not do the – I've done the Yoda voice before here.
I know. We thought you were going to do it at some point,
very
but
good.
That's okay.
Did you want me to do it?
I kind of did, yeah. I was kind of seeing if you give us an answer in Yodese.
Found someone you have. Not that good.
It's not bad, though. Andrew, thank you. We appreciate your time.
Yoda. You seek Yoda.
Goodbye.
Better. Goodbye.
Nice. Andrew Siciliano. Make sure you watch him. Excuse me. DirecTV's Red Zone channel.
Network TV impressions right there.
And the NFL Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.